I appreciate houseplants, especially throughout the winter when spring becomes a foolish little dream. Of course, I'm not as good at growing them as some people, but I try. Sadly, there is one variety of plant I love but have never been able to keep alive, a Boston fern. I have a friend that likes them too, and several years ago, she had a dandy. Each visit to her home, I'd see it sitting proudly in the front window, its emerald fronds sweeping her hardwood floor. His name is Klaus, she'd said fondly, giving him a loving little spritz of water. After a few months, I asked for the secret to her success. Her eyes darted guiltily away. To be honest, this is the fifth Klaus I've had. She sighed deeply, I can't grow them either. As for me, I'd get one from a greenhouse and tend it lovingly, allowing myself bright hopes for its future, and then a leaf would flutter to the floor, and I'd know it was all over. Despite my best efforts, it soon became the spiny, lifeless husk I knew so well. There was one time, however, when I was able to grow a wonderfully fertile specimen. It was in a cool place with indirect light. The soil was kept moist, and I gave it a good soaking with pure rainwater every month. I fertilized sparingly and frequently misted. By golly, it flourished. Then one hot summer day, I stood at the window, watching my children playing outside. A smile crossed my lips as Chris came into view, leading his younger siblings on some wild adventure of destruction and mayhem, as was his custom. Turning, I glanced at my healthy fern and moved to fetch the water bottle. In this heat, it surely needed a drink. Grabbing the mister from beneath the sink, I applied it generously, shining beads of moisture lingering on each lush green leaf. But wait, what was that smell? Why was the nose-wrinkling scent of Javix suddenly floating on the afternoon air? I lifted the bottle and took a whiff. Bleach? Christopher. I hollered out the door as I charged past with the fern. Plunking the poor thing into the tub, I started the shower. Maybe the poisonous effects could be rinsed away. Meanwhile, Chris appeared behind me with a carefully constructed look of innocence. He didn't know why he'd been summoned, but applying his look of innocence was the safest bet until he figured it out. Why have I just misted my favorite plant with bleach? I ground out between clenched teeth. Jauntily he began answering back, I don't know. Why, until I fixed him with my own look, known to my kids as the look of death. He fell silent and took a sudden interest in his shoes. Well, it might be because I put some in there to kill ants on the sidewalk, he finally mumbled. What? I roared, and he scampered out the door, wisely not returning until supper time when I'd cooled down. In any case, the fern died, and that was the last one I grew. Just didn't have the heart for it anymore. Give me a geranium or a nice succulent, even a Hoya, and I'm good to go. Just keep those poor bloody ferns in Boston. To contact Helen or to learn more about her stories and books, go to helentaves.com.